The Inspired Disorder podcast is brought to you by Onnit.com. Go to Onnit.com and check out all the fine nootropic supplements that they offer there. Makers of Alpha Brain, New Mood, Shroom Tech Sport, and Shroom Tech Immune. If you decide you want to purchase any of these fine supplements and want to save 10% on your order, please use the coupon code INSPIRED at checkout, and you will be letting Onnit know that we sent you, and that helps us out. There's another way you can help us out. And if you like going to Amazon and shopping at Amazon, this one's the right one for you. Go to Amazon.com through our banner on inspireddisorder.com/podcast. Go to that page, click on the banner, or you can go to the bit.ly short link, bit.ly/IDPAmazon. That's bit.ly/IDPAmazon. Shop as normal. Do whatever you want, buy whatever you want, and a percentage of whatever you spend at Amazon when you go through those links or through that banner, percentage of that goes to help out the podcast. And we thank you. You can also, if you like to buy clothes, buy accessories, buy artwork and posters, there's a great site called Jack Threads. And if you'd like to sign up for this members-only account, this daily email, they'll send you an email every day of up to 80% off hot-ass brands, awesome brands. If you want to receive these emails, and if you like to go shopping online, and you want to be part of this members-only thing, we have an invitation for you. You can access that invitation by going to inspiredsorder.com/podcast, or you can go to the bit.ly short link, bit.ly/IDPJack. One more time. That's bit.ly/IDPJack. Do either of those. Sign up. You'll get daily emails. Cancel at any time, but you'll get awesome discounts on amazing stuff. And if you ever buy anything, a portion of that comes to help the Inspired Disorder podcast. So those are our sponsors for the Inspired Disorder podcast. Thank you all for listening. And now it's time for the show.
Welcome to the Inspired Disorder Podcast. Rebel podcasts inspired by life, love, stress, and setbacks. With your hosts Ray Taylor and Justin King. Disorder starts now.
And today, I am joined by none other than the epic, the wonderful, the talented, the amazing, Mish the Dish. How are you doing?
Thank you very much. That was a wonderful, wonderful, I got drunk brain. We should try that again. Thank you for having me on.
That's okay. Drunk brain's okay. So, this big hangout last night that I missed out on. Izzy was trying to get me on, bunch of people on Google Plus. How was that? You have fun?
Yeah, it was cool. I could not even imagine that I remembered my Google Plus password. I must have tried like 15 million things. One hit, and I was like, everybody was there. And it was Izzy, Gonzo Green, Mo Desi, Low Animal, and myself. I don't think anything got accomplished. I was like nodding out. I was like, yeah. And well, it was a good time. I think I was on there for like, I had no concept of time, maybe like an hour, but I got a text in the middle of it, and it was from the mailman upstairs. He's like, can you take it down a notch? I must have been screaming because I had my headphones in, and I was talking super loud, and I woke him up.
Well, poor mailman. I'm sure you'll make up for it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was like I got in so late that he only had to get – he had like another hour before he had to get up anyway. So he made some coffee. We hung out, and then he went out the door.
Yeah. So for those that aren't familiar, which I don't know how the fuck you're listening to this show and don't know who Mish the Dish is, but in April, we started this little collective of podcasts. And you and Postal Poet were the OG original gangster podcasters on that network, the Inspired Sorter Collective. And you have been rocking it the same way since the beginning, recording on your phone, mostly in the mobile greenhouse studios.
Mm-hmm.
And your show is Ramble On, which you have a new episode out, and I need to update that. So that should be out later today.
Cool.
The feed. But so how what do you think of the difference it's been since April till now? It's only been like 7 months.
Yeah, like I've really gone through a whole like evolution. Like, remember the first one I always say I started was like, hello, is anyone out there? Right. And that's I think that's when I started. I became like Death Squad. Like I was aware of, like, I was already listening to the podcast in Death Squad for a few years, but that's like when I became Death Squad, and Postal Poet brought me in. And then I started listening to your podcast and I was like, this is so cool. Like, you were like the first person to like get back at me on Twitter. I was like, wow, this guy has a radio show and he's listening to me. And so I was like, this is super easy. So I just, you know, found an app and I started recording, and little by little, I just basically talked about like the Death Squad shows and Joe Rogan Experience and what I like. And then I started like talking to people about me, which is kind of weird because, like I always say, I dig anonymity. Like, I don't like people to like be all up in my shit unless I invite them in. Mm-hmm. But I was doing that more and more because like I was brought into like the Death Squad family and the IDC family, and like we became like bros and hoes. And so I kept giving a little more. I introduced you to the mailman. I tell you about my mother, Omisha, you know, and I tell you about my father and my brothers. And so the evolution of what I speak about, you're evolving with me, but the technological evolution of it, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
It's really a sin. But everyone else on the Inspired Disorder Collective, they really are on top of their games. I mean, they're interviewing people and they're like talking about worldly issues like the NDAA and legalization of cannabis. And then there's me. I'm like, can you believe what my mother said? Like, I talk very basic. I don't.
Well, yeah. That's okay, though. We don't, I mean, you can't, it's like if every show was exactly the same, what's the point? You know, you gotta have some flavor.
Well, that's where I got stuck because, like, I haven't recorded, like, you know, I've done like 40 plus episodes. Like, people ask me all the time, they're like, why aren't you recording? And I'm just like, I've already spoken for like 40 hours. Like, sometimes it's really tough to come up with stuff. And a little bit too, I was like intimidated. I was like, oh my God, my shows is not like everyone else's, but people just like me. So I came back today with a super good one. And I'm real excited for people to hear it. I had like sound drops. I was like playing shit off the computer. And it's really good. It's about like, you know, my usual 25 minutes. Yeah. But yeah, the podcast has come a long way, as have I. And yeah, I'm looking forward. Sometimes I don't know. I'm like, I don't have like, you know, I don't edit. So it's all like off the cuff. And sometimes you can get through like 20 minutes of solid stuff and then fuck up. You think so bad that you got to get rid of the whole thing. You know, so a lot of the times my stuff actually gets trashed. And that's lousy. And then you try and then you get dead bent, which is like, you know, a Boston term. I get dead bent. Then I had to get rid of it. So I'll try and redo it again. And like jokes don't land the same and stuff you want to say you forget about. And then eventually you just, you know, you get frustrated. But I'm kind of psyched, like the episode that I put up today. It feels like something new. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, people want to listen to you talk.
That's why I always tell many people.
So many episodes of it's just you, and everybody loves them. So it's, you know,
Yeah, it's just like, I tell people all the time, I'm like, you have a podcast. I was like, I'll call in just to fill dead air. All you have to do is say, Mish, what do you think about this? And I'll go, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, you know?
Yeah.
Because even though sometimes I can't do it myself, I guess I can always contribute.
It's fun being on other people's shows. Like,
oh, it's a blast.
I haven't been recording as regularly, and I'm starting to try and get... Today I'm doing, obviously, we're recording one right now, and then later tonight I'm doing one with Gonzo. But I'm trying to get back in the swing of things. But while I was kind of taking a break from this show, going on to like the Brothers from Different Mothers podcast and From All Corners, stuff like that, is like, it's so much fun. Like, because I don't have to worry about anything. I just have to show up and talk or answer questions or whatever. That's so much easier. But
yeah, I've done that too. Like, I think I called into From All Corners podcast like the other day. Mm-hmm. And we chit chatted for a while. And I'm going to try and not break my own rule that I tell everybody on a podcast. Because when everyone starts talking over each other, it's like podcasting 101 etiquette. You speak, I speak. And then we'll try not to muddle over each other. Because, you know, it's tough when you're listening too. Because easy, Michelle. I talk to myself a lot. It's the only way I put myself in check. Above and beyond everything, I'm a podcast listener, even over being a podcaster, because, I mean, that's all I do. So, like, if I hear people, like, on podcast over talking each other, I get all crazy. I'm just like, oh, let them talk.
Yeah.
You know?
It's hard when you do it the way a lot of us are doing it, either over Skype or Google Plus. Especially without video, it's really hard to know when somebody wants to talk. Like, if you're in a room with somebody, you can see on their face that they have something to say. Like, there's little cues that help
like
you
right
know.
Yeah, like, right now I'm nodding my head like crazy, agreeing with you. I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, if anyone saw me, they're like, who is she talking to?
Yeah, aww. And nobody can see you, so nobody would. Yeah. Nobody even, I just can't see you nodding. But, yeah, so it's... It does get some getting used to the whole not talking. And I do it way too much. A lot of the times it'll be like, I'll be in the middle of saying something and like, it's not necessarily my complete point. Like, there's a point where somebody can interject, but I don't want to forget what my point is. So like, I will just autopilot, get my point out, and sometimes I'll be talking over. I try not to, though, because I hate it, too.
Yeah, I try not to, too. I try and be, like, conscious of it.
Yeah.
But sometimes it slips in.
Yeah. So what are your go-to, because you listen to podcasts all the time. What are your go-to, like, new episode is released, I am listening to this first?
Oh, the Mommies, your Mom's House podcast.
Uh-huh.
I am obsessed. Obsessed. And I got in super late. And sometimes that is like the greatest thing. Like, I jumped in at like episode 75, which was the Yoshi episode.
Okay.
That was my first episode. And I was crying, laughing. I was like, I got to see what this is all about. And I fell in love. So then I downloaded all of them. Mm-hmm. And then I found out there was like 40 of them still on Death Squad. So then I got all 40 of those, and I'm picking through them one at a time. Like, yeah. I listen to them like 4 hours a day.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I just saw Christina was just out in San Diego,
right.
You know, last a week ago. I don't know when the fuck it was, but fucking hilarious. The two guys that opened for her, the first guy just did crowd work the whole time. It was annoying. Like, he went right to left of the stage, asking one person after the other, just talking to them. And he wasn't very funny. Like, jokes I've heard zillions of times. And the second guy was a little bit better. You know, he's actually telling jokes finally. But then when Christina got up, like, she killed it. Like, if you like Your Mom's House, then you will. Have you heard her stand-up CD?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's funny. That's one thing going to see all these Death Squad comedians, and I've said it before. You get a little nervous going into it because you've heard them so much and you like them on their shows. It's like, you really hope they're funny. Like, you don't know exactly what their stand-up's going to be. and you hope you like it because, you know, you're a fan of their podcasts. But so far, my experience is they're all like, what you get in the pod in their podcasts is their unrefined version of their stand-up in a lot of cases. Like Duncan Trussell on stage is very similar to Duncan Trussell on the podcast, but a little bit different.
Right.
You know,
I love it. Christina and Tom, I have Tom Segura's CD, mm-hmm. White Girls with Cornrows. Hilarious. Yeah. I recommend it. But I listened to them and they linked me in right away because I like their dynamic. They remind me of Me and the Mailman. Like, it's very familiar and very comfortable. And that's just how, like, non-breeding married people who enjoy each other's company chill. Yeah. And, like, you know, it's so great and it's hilarious. And I love the sisters and I love the mother and I love Top Dog and I die laughing. That's just absolutely one of my newer ones. And I listen to it all the time. She I even tweeted her the other day. She was like, how do you get rid of hair? And I'm like, girl, you gotta wax. Let me tell you, it's the only way. And she got back to me and I was just like, I love that.
Yeah.
Because she knows that I'm a fan of her podcast, you know? And I even like tweeted to like Tommy Buns. I was, cause you know, like in the beginning of their show, they always have like some crazy urban black, you know, dialogue. So uh-huh. I tweeted him one from a Beastie Boys song that I've been playing for years. And I was like, has this been used on the podcast yet? And he got back to me. He's like, not yet. Good one. And I was like, oh my God.
That's awesome.
So cool. Yeah. Even Joe Rogan, I got replied to by Joe Rogan, like the master of like, you know, he's like the king of Death Squad in Boston. And now I hope somebody from the Boston area is listening to this. We have a 24-hour Boston comedy station. I had no idea. I can't stand the radio. I can't stand talk radio. It's yeah. just a bunch of garbage. So one day I'm just like sitting in the car and I'm like scrolling through the AM. I'm just like, and I stumble upon Maddie's Comedy 1200. And it's 24 hours of stand-up bits, like hardly any commercials. And so Robert Schimmel, who is Joe Rogan's, what a simple guy died, that is his father-in-law. So I just tweeted to him. I was like, Death Squad love, just listening to Robert Schimmel's smoking, non-smoking hotel room bit. Masterful. And he gets back at me. He's like, oh my God, Boston's the best comedy town ever. And I didn't know they had a station. Thanks for that. And so I listen to this every day and they play so many of the comedians and I'm so proud that I can pick them up by like just as soon as they start talking. And I'm like, they're playing people like Ari, Tom Segura,
really?
Bill Burr. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's a dream. So anyone out there, if you're in the Boston area, I know AM radio is shitty and sometimes you don't get reception, but throw it on. And I just, it's the only station that is on in my car anymore. You know, I usually have my iPod plugged in, but now I listen to that on the way to work. I plug in my iPod, listen to my stuff at work. And then when I come home, back to like Comedy 1200. It's great.
That's awesome. So it's 1200 AM is the mm-hmm. station. Okay. Damn. I wonder, do they have a website? Do you know offhand or no?
Oh my God. I don't know, but I will check that out and I'll tweet about okay. it. So you can check me out on Twitter at @Mish_the_dish.
That's right.
And I'll tweet about it.
That's awesome. Yeah. There's always like, I haven't listened. I hate the radio. No. The radio is like, is commercials and they throw in music sometimes.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
All top 40 bullshit.
Yeah.
And even like, you know, we have like oldies stations and whatnot, but they just play like the top 40 oldies that like everybody knows. Like you never hear like a B-side.
Yeah.
You know, like you'll never hear like a U2 B-side cover or anything like that. It's just, I don't even bother. I mean, once I discovered like downloading, my whole world changed.
Yeah.
I don't.
I think it changes everybody's world.
Pretty much.
It's like, wow, I can get this instantly. For free or for very cheap,
mm-hmm.
if you want to do it the legit way.
I do. iTunes, check
Have you
account.
Heard Ari's new CD, Revenge for
oh,
the
yeah,
Holocaust?
Oh, yeah, I bought that okay. too. Yeah, that was
that
really good.
Both of those are Those guys are so awesome. Like seeing where they've just their growth is with the podcast and everything, and you know their albums hitting number one on iTunes. Same with like Joey Diaz hitting number one. It's proof that this whole craziness works for something.
You know? Like look at Doug Stanhope. Like his CD came out and like before Death Squad, and I am a very big stand up fan. I didn't even know Doug Stanhope. And then from Death Squad, like his last CD was amazing. And then, so now then I go on, you know, the Roku or Apple TV, whatever you got. And I look through and I think it was on Amazon and Netflix. Uh-huh. I think it's called like maybe No Regrets. That is one of the single best stand up CDs and DVDs that I've ever seen. And I'm just like, I would have never known about that if it wasn't for like, you know, my online community.
Yeah. That's definitely one of the advantages, especially now. The you know, the more people listen and know about the network and know about us and follow us and stuff like that, we're starting to now get like recommendations, like people, hey, you should check this out type of recommendations, which is awesome. Like got Izzy and I Love Tater Tots both recommended. Izzy recommended me Fun, the band Fun.
And oh, then, yeah.
I Love Tater Tots reminded me that POS, who's a rapper, just came out with a new album. So they both hit me up the other day on Twitter. So I was, that's my night was listening to music. So awesome, you know?
So awesome. And like, I love hearing you say stuff like that because I feel the same way, like listening to music and sometimes I'll just like put the laptop on and I'll, you know, and I'll play a podcast and I'll go clean and stuff like that. Like it's peaceful. Mm-hmm. And it's also like stimulating your mind at the same time, you know, and it makes me feel great because I'm doing that instead of like sitting on the couch blousing with a friggin' remote just mindlessly watching garbage.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Like the stuff that we all listen to, even if it's not the same stuff, it's just like it's mind enriching. Yeah. I love it.
Did you ever check out those albums that I recommended to you like a month ago or whatever?
Oh my God. I can't even remember yesterday. What were they?
Xavier Rudd was the.
Oh, no. Okay. I haven't. Okay. But thank you because I have an iTunes gift certificate. And I get on the website all the time. And I look at the screen. I'm like, what do I buy?
Yeah.
I'm sick of buying stuff that I already own.
Yeah.
You know?
What but I've been doing awesome. A lot lately, either listening to Pandora or Spotify, their radio. They have a radio feature on Spotify. I'll be listening to those. And then if there's a song that I've never heard of or a song that I've heard of, but I don't know who it is, I'll hop on Spotify because you can search like they have it's I pay like $10 a month and I get whatever they have in their library, which is almost every song from any artist. So I'll just, you know, I'll discover something on Pandora or the radio station on Spotify, then look up the artist and just like, oh, I'll just check out. See what their albums are. So I'm discovering music that way now, which is, it's so much fun to like discover new music and just like stuff that I'd never heard of, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And I love that the other day I was listening to the new Duncan Trussell Family Hour and it was with Tim Heidecker. Sometimes people don't like when they're together but it is one of my favorite combinations because it's not deep thinking. It's pretty much like improv comedy.
Yeah.
And so he played a spoiler alert, a message from supposedly Tim Heidecker. And it was Elliot Smith's song. And he played it. And it's so crazy because I feel like I know Duncan so well. I wanted to like call Duncan and be like, oh my God, this song, I remember exactly where I was, how I was, that time in my life when you played this. Like, I have such a connection, you know? And, yeah. Like, that's what music does. And I'm a huge fan. And every time I'm on a friggin' podcast, I repeat myself and say the same stuff over again. But that's how much, like, music and podcasts and means to me.
Yeah. Well, it's anything going into your ear holes. That's your thing. You're not like a TV show. I mean, you watch TV shows, but
yeah.
Like same, you know, same with a lot of us. We spend most of our entertainment time with listening to either music or podcasts, because mm-hmm. we're busy doing other stuff. Either we're listening to it while we're at work, for those that are able to, or on our commute to work, or just in the parts of our day where we're able to pop in an earbud. Like, I love going to the store and shopping, listening to podcasts. Because
I do the same thing.
I hate fucking shopping. I hate going to the store. I hate going to the mall. Like, walking around the mall listening to podcasts is, like, totally fine. Like, I could be anywhere listening to podcasts because I'm in my own little world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just be, you know, I'll just spontaneously laugh out of nowhere so people think I'm insane, I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
Which is same perfectly thing with fine me. With me. Like, I don't care. Like, stay away. I'm busy.
I look like a complete fool. Like, I'm plugged in. I'm at work, like, 8.5 hours a day. I'm plugged in the whole time. And I crack up. And people are like, what are you laughing at? And I'm just like, oh, I got comedy on. Because nobody understands what a podcast
yeah.
is. So I just go, oh, I got comedy on. And they're like, you're crazy. And I'm just like, you don't even know what I'm yeah. listening to.
Yeah.
And I do the same thing. I walk around the mall.
Okay. Yeah. It's okay to be crazy, Mish. It's okay.
Oh,
we're all fucking yeah. crazy.
100%. I'm certifiable. But I'm very friendly. I'm a friendly crazy.
Yeah.
Are those the most dangerous kinds, though?
Possibly. It depends. Depends on what your haircut is. If you look like you got a, you know, a Supercuts haircut and,
oh, no.
you know, maybe
oh, no.
carry around a notepad or something like that.
Oh, my God. I carry around a notepad.
Oh, shit.
But my haircuts are not Supercuts.
Okay.
They're done by Josephine.
So you're free on that one. Only
yeah,
one of the two prerequisites before being like a scary, nice, crazy person, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, not at all, but I'll go with it.
Okay,
I'll
cool.
roll with it.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. Just agree with me. Everybody just agree with me, and somehow we'll end up just getting through this mess.
Oh, yeah, and I'm a wife, so, like, I know. Just go, yep, uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, let's call married ears. I get that back, too. Sometimes I'll be talking to the mailman. I'll be
yeah.
like, and mailman, can you believe what she said? Then she said this. And then on Facebook, can you believe what this one wrote? And he's like, uh-huh. Oh, my God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, he's just no – and it doesn't even bother me because that's just, like, an outlet for me just
yeah.
to be talking to someone. And so, go ahead. Put your married ears on. Just give me a couple of nods, and I'm happy.
That's all you need. Just
mm-hmm.
just pay some attention. Like, know at least that I'm speaking, and then you can just
right.
nod, and then you're good.
Yeah.
So how long you been married to the mailman?
Oh, my God. We just celebrated Columbus Day weekend. 8 years we've been married, and we've been together for 15.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
shit. That's
awesome.
Yeah. So, you guys, does he listen to podcasts, too? Like,
well, no, not
you know.
Really, because, like, he can't, like, listen to headphones, like, while he's working.
Yeah.
But, like, he does, like, sports radio. Like, you know, he does all that. But he knows all about them because it was so funny. Mitch Nutta said on his podcast, like, what was it, Hiding From My Wife? He's like, mm-hmm. I must say Death Squad 39 times a day at home. And I used to be like that too. Like when I first got into it, I was like, oh my God, this.
Yeah.
And but I've been doing podcasts for so long, it's second nature with them. He'll be like, did you plug in your iPod to charge it? And I'm like, oh my God, yeah. Because I have to update it every night.
Yeah.
But yeah, he knows what they're all about. When I first started Ramble On, I was like, listen to this. And but he knows I'm a nut. So he listened and he was like, oh my God, that's hilarious. But I don't think he listens anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, he completely supports me. And like, you know, the whole Death Squad, Inspired Disorder Collective, Twitter, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's super awesome. Like I met him when I was like 19 years old and I met him at work and I walked into work one day and my first day there and I looked and I was like, who is this kid? And I was there for a little while and I was working with this girl and I was like, mark my words, I will marry that kid. And it took about, I think we dated for like 7 years before we got married. And here we are in marital bliss all these years later.
Aw, the two sweet non-breeders.
Exactly.
I heard.
And that's why we're so happy, I think.
Yeah, possibly, probably. I know, I mean, money is usually like one of the biggest, like, reasons for marital problems. And I'm sure kids just are the reason for a lot of money issues in relationships.
Yeah. They eat that shit up.
Yeah.
It's like $1 million to raise a kid till 18, but they don't stay home till they're 18 anymore. You know what I mean? Like, they get their first job at like 18, some of these kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Or 28.
28, right? My little brother was like 23. My mother's like, please, whoa, maybe go look for a job. Me, I was 15 and a half. I got my working papers. I went right out the door. I was at Feline's basement in town when it was still there. I would take the bus. I would take the train. I mean, I was working from the get-go. And that's why I'm tired. I've already been working 20 years.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, they're just, and I always say this every time, like kids, like, I don't want to waste my time and energy on pretty much anyone else but him.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't want to be sitting there when I could be paying attention to him talking about, you know, the days in and outs. I don't want to be saying, hey, kid, put your jacket on. Put your jacket on. Did you brush your teeth? Did you brush your teeth? You know, I got no time, no energy, no patience for it. I'd rather just like make every word that comes out of my mouth, you know, happy and useful and, you know, just a good time between us. You know, I got no time for all like, you know, did you do your homework? Did you do your homework? I can't take that shit.
I just need a soundboard, Mish. You just need a soundboard with speakers set up all over the house and just hit a button so you don't have to repeat yourself.
Oh my God, that's such a good idea. I'm going to get knocked up tonight.
See? I'm sorry. Yes. I just convinced you. If I only... If everybody knew how easy it was to get Mish knocked up, invent a soundboard idea, and then you're good to go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Christina and Tom have actually talked about having a kid.
Oh, yeah. They're, like, super excited.
Yeah.
And I think, like, you know, that's really cool. Like, they were all like, I think we're going to try. Like, I don't mind trying, but, like, I'll try with birth control. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, we'll whoop it up and try all day, but, you know, just that egg is not going to get sperminated. I can't. Too much.
Yeah. Oh, so how are you doing tonight, Mish, or today, tonight? I'm used to recording at night, and it's fucking daytime. And
oh, my God, it's like 4:15 in, where are we? Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
And I have done... nothing. I've done nothing today. I went out last night with the girls and I whooped it up and I have a severe hangover. And so my day now is just waiting for the mailman. He'll probably be home in like an hour or so. And I'll cook something up and we'll watch our DVR shows. And that's pretty much it.
What shows are you watching? What shows do you regularly catch?
Oh my God, you don't even know. See, a good thing too, like married couples seem to like fight over the remote control. Mm-hmm. I, years ago, completely gave up the remote control. So, and so we watch a lot of his shows, which became our shows because now I'm all interested. Uh-huh. We constantly watch that ID channel, Investigative Discovery, which is basically like how to kill your spouse and get caught. Constantly, it's all that DNA shit. So it's like, you got to see me on the street. I'm always just like, I'm not touching that doorknob. If my fingerprints get on that, I'm going to get blamed for something. So we watch that. But other than that, we watch, I have no idea. Oh, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, The League, Louie, Wilfred, all the good shows. Like, I really don't waste my time on too much garbage. But then, you know, on a hangover day, like myself, I like, tape stuff on the side, like I'll watch like The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and the whole time I'm watching it saying, this is trash, what garbage, but you know.
Yeah, but you watch it anyway.
Yeah, I'm like, friggin' bravo, Andy, he's made like a mint, like taping these women acting like complete jackasses. It's like, I watch regular TV, and it's like egocentric central. It's crazy. And so like I get wrapped up into that sometimes too.
That's okay.
But or I watch like my old standbys like Roseanne and just whatever I catch.
Yeah. Well, that's when you're sick or not feeling well or lazy, throwing on some trashy reality TV always seems to be, or pointless reality TV always seems to be like a good, because you don't have to use your brain too much. I know, like last time I was sick, like going through Storage Wars, like just blowing through it on like I would never watch that show on any other circumstances. I have so many other shows that I should be watching to catch up on, but for some reason when I'm sick, I'm going to watch these people bid on storage fucking facility things. It's like, what the fuck am I doing? But then I, you know, you get addicted to it.
You get like wrapped up because some of the people you actually like, that's one of the shows. I have no idea how it came about, but like the mailman, he even likes that. Like he'll like DVR it and we'll watch it. Mm-hmm. And you come to like certain characters, and that's what you realize when you watch enough reality TV. These people are characters. Things are scripted. Stuff is said. And so if you watch it knowing that like a lot of it's not real, it's all right then.
Yeah. The only one I like watch that is a show that I actually, it's not like a guilty pleasure reality show, is the Ultimate Fighter, but that's just because MMA.
Oh, right.
I like the fights, the like the drama, you know, in the beginning, the whole episode is like leading up to the fight at the end. And so they show the drama of the week or whatever, or however they edit it. And that's like, that's typical reality show stuff. But then they actually get to the fight. And it's like, okay. So that's how that's I justify cool. it as being not a guilty pleasure.
That's okay. Nobody's judging us on our television anyways.
That's true. Well, I'm sure people are, but that's okay. I don't mind. I'm judging them too. I'm judging them for judging
me. Yeah, I'll judge them all day. That's like my girlfriend's like, oh my God, you see Chloe and Lamar? I'm like, oh my God, no. Like, I can't even bother with that.
Yeah. Oh, man. So you on a little vacation then?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what it was? So I work nights and stuff like that. You know how that's just foolishness all across the board. So I had a couple of things I had to do. So I took a couple of vacation days with my days off. And it's just like, you know, you let the tiger out of the cage. I had like Saturday night off, which is tonight. And I had Friday night off, which ruined my Saturday because I can't even like leave the house today. Yeah. But I went out with the girls last night. So today I will recover. Tomorrow I got a christening. My girlfriend's baby, and then Monday recover, and then Tuesday back to work. So it's kind of cool, and I get to see like the mailman's off tomorrow, so Sunday's football, and so he'll watch football, do his fantasy. I'll cook, I'll feed him, give him some beers, and you know, maybe I'll go browse the flea market. Who knows? And yeah, and then chill on Monday, and then back to work. It's so crazy because, like, how long have we wanted to record for? And it's almost impossible getting two adults who work 40-hour plus work weeks to like actually spend an hour together, 2 hours together to talk.
Yeah, it's well, and our work schedules on the different time zones are like completely weird too. So,
that's crazy.
Yeah, we've been trying to record. Well, you were on for a little bit on that one with Postal Poet.
Yeah, the first the one. Collective.
Yeah. So you were on for a little bit, but this is the first one-on-one.
Yeah, cool.
And I think the last time we had scheduled, we were both hungover or something like that. And we could, like, no, this isn't going to work.
But can I quickly address, like, the whole, that? Can I, like, further go on with, like, you know, that little thing I was just talking about? Like, scheduling?
Yeah.
The other day, a good friend of Death Squad in the Inspired Disorder Collective, and you know, he's from the From All Corners podcast. Mm-hmm. I love Tater Talks, right? His name Michael, right?
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
So he was so bent. And that was the day I went on. He like tweeted, he was like, you know, I want a podcast, but nobody's around. And, you know, I feel like no one's listening. And when I got on the podcast, I was like, it is so upsetting to me that you feel like that. Please don't feel like that anymore, Michael, because just like I said to Ray, it's like a lot of us are different too, which I learned. I mean, I thought everybody was like roughly like my age, 35, but like some of these people are like 19, 20, 22, whatever like that. But like a lot of us are like working, and then after work, you know, people are coaching football, people are cooking dinner, people who work in the night shift, like, you know, people have to do homework with their kids, or people got activities themselves, like dude, no one is ignoring you ever. It's just like, you know, scheduling.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just ridiculous. And believe me, like when sometimes I check in on Twitter at just to like pop in and give like a quick hello to people and, you know, star a couple of tweets and favorite this and favorite that just to let them know like, hey, I'm listening, but I don't have too much time.
Yeah.
You know, but like I'm always looking out and like every time someone's like, oh, anybody want a podcast? I'm like, son of a bitch, I gotta like run back to work or like frig, I'm food shopping. You know, like
yeah.
Everybody, I really want to. It's just, you know, time. You know, if time stood still, we could get so many things done, but unfortunately it doesn't. But my brother, I love Tater Tots. We're here for you.
Yeah. I was actually supposed to record with him last night. But then he wasn't feeling well, so we ended up not recording.
Yeah, I sent him a DM. You know, you'll get those from me once in a while because I cannot stand a cluttered timeline. People rag on me nonstop. I delete my at replies. You're lucky. Like, I get antsy if they're there for, like, 15 minutes. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But, you know, so, like, I'll reply and then, you know, I figure people read them. Then I delete them so people can see my Twitter feed, which is mostly, like, jokes or some, like, pictures or whatnot. You know, but like I catch some serious slack. I'm going to work on it. No, I'm not. Like, you know, they're there for like 24 hours and then after that. But I really like, I learned that from Doug Benson, like DMing,
uh-huh.
You know, because you would tweet, you know, you tweet to him. Like today, some guy blocked somebody and
yeah.
I got like 46 at replies of like, me too, me too, me too, me too. And I'm just like,
yeah.
Me too.
When you get like, tagged in a conversation
yeah.
And you're like, I'm not even really supposed to be in this conversation. It just happened to be where it started. I was tagged in it. And now my phone's blowing up because there's a conversation going on. Yeah. And I have no idea what, like, I saw the thing where like, oh, he blocked me. He blocked me. And then they posted the name. And then like, I went to go see who it was. I'm like, I don't even know who the fuck this is. And I went to go see if I was blocked and I wasn't. So I was like,
then
okay.
I go check too.
Yeah. I don't know what the big deal. I don't know if it's, I have no idea who the guy is or, I mean, I don't even think he has Death Squad in his bio or anything. So
right, he had like 21 followers. Sorry to speak of you. But, and I was like, oh, so I checked and I was like, what the fuck? I'm blocked too. And I'm like, who is this guy? But so, you know, I got over it quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why everybody's blocked and I'm not blocked. And then I don't know like
he
what the point is.
You.
Yeah, I guess so. It's like, why am I feel left out, I guess, is why I'm sticking with this point. I feel left out. I feel like I love Tater Tots and I'm all alone. The only one allowed to be friends with this guy and everybody else is blocked. I'm not one of the cool kids.
How is this my girl, Danielle, who is at Diazoli on Twitter. She is one of my favorite Twitter twats ever. She is in the Vagina Garden. She's in Tit Squad. She's my girl from the Great White North, Canada. And she was blocked too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
It's weird. I don't know. I have no... It's like that whole situation is just doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't even know why it's even... I don't even know why I even spent the time to figure it out if I was blocked or not. It's so weird. Like, you get latch on to, like, these random things that are, these random trends on Twitter that are going on, and you just hop on board and put in your 2 cents, and next thing you know, you're questioning why you spent the last hour trying to figure something out, or trying to, I don't know, it's, I get sucked into Twitter sometimes.
I friggin' love Twitter. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm so glad it came along. I'm so glad I took the time to like learn Twitter etiquette also, conduct myself pretty good on Twitter, come up with my own etiquette. I mean, it's the greatest bunch of people. And I've said this probably everywhere on every podcast that I've been on is the friends you have to have and Twitter is the family you want to have.
Yeah.
For real though. But I gotta like pare down this friggin' list. It's just like there's so many people in Death Squad and IDC. it's like I'm following like 600 something people. It's like not manageable. It's like I can't, because I'm missing out on a lot of people. Like, God forbid, like somebody's, you know, father's sick, whatever, like that I really care about. Like, I want to make sure and have the time to like DM them, be like, positive energy, hope you're feeling well, you know, much love to you.
For sure.
You know, but like sometimes people are just retweeting what like 50 million other people are retweeting, and I'm just like, you know, missing a boob shot from Ashley B up in Canada, you know?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah. I usually, what I've been doing, although the I don't know if it was yesterday, the day before that, I just started going on a follow spree where I just started following a bunch of people that were following me. But what I had done and what I might go back to doing, because I, right when I, after I did all those, followed a bunch of people, I'm like, maybe that's going to clog up my timeline. But usually I'd wait until I have a conversation with somebody. And if I do, then I'll friend them up.
Right. You know? I started also, I followed in the footsteps of PJ, Perfectly Ugly.
Uh-huh.
And I started my own death squad list. Like, and this was from like, I thought like I was supposed to start a death squad list because I was like, well, PJ's got a list. And so I guess I'm supposed to have a list too. Mm-hmm. So I have like this extensive like death squad list, but I can add people to my death squad list without following them. So that might have to be the route the dish has to go, because I don't want to miss these perverted dick pictures that the Cuckoo's Nest fucking sends me. He's always sending crazy pictures. He's tagging. He's like, oh, the dish is making a roast tonight, and it's like a big picture of a penis.
Oh, brother. Yeah, he posts, he throws up some great stuff.
He's out of his mind. He's
well,
so
yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. It's...
Well, at first he like scared me. I'm like, who is this guy? Right?
And you always get scared, Mish.
I am like, I come off like I'm a fucking pit bull. Because if you do cross me, I will bark, right? But then like, you know. I get nervous because I've never, ever, never have been in an online community. So I'm like severely guarded. How many people have I DM'd you about? I'm like, what's this guy all about?
Yeah, yeah, I know.
I'm always freaking scared. But so like I started talking to him, like, tweeting back and forth with him. And I'm like, all right, this motherfucker's got my sense of humor. He's pretty cool. And so, you know, now I go back and forth with him. But like at first I was like, what the fuck? And is he black?
Well, he sounds
knows,
black.
Right?
Do you know about him? Have you heard him on podcasts?
I have heard him, but
explain
I was
the
like,
situation.
No, well, I haven't, you know, see, like, all right, for real though, no disrespect, but I have everyone's podcast, including like Mitch Nutter's and Izzy's and, you know, from all corners and everybody. I have like 400 podcasts in my queue and I'm slowly working through them like one at a time. Like even like Mitch Nutter's, who's like dropped and it's like spreading pretty big. I've only gotten through like 4 episodes,
hard.
But I've heard one of the Cuckoo's Nest podcasts and I was like, dude, this voice is so serious. And so, like, I thought it wasn't real.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard him use, like, the N-word. And not heard him. I saw him, like, use the N-word on, like, Twitter. And I'm just like, dude, he's dropping bombs. I'm like, what's he all about? And someone DM'd me. They're like, no, Mish, he's black. I'm like, oh, all right, then. I love you.
Yeah, yeah. I've been on a few shows with him. And he just got out of jail. He's in prison for 10 years. Robbed a bank. His change was strange. Had to rob a bank.
Nice.
Was in prison for 10 years. Apparently, I don't know if I'm pretty sure I've asked him this, but I forgot the answer. He his vocal cords were crushed. I don't know if it was before or in prison or what. So he has like no vocal range, but it's like, you know, for a podcaster or radio voice, it's pretty much at the right spot you'd want it. Nobody has seen a picture of him, as far as I know. Nobody knows what his real name is. But I'm assuming everybody thinks he's black. I'm thinking he's black. Funny guy. He's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
super
hilarious.
Intelligent. I mean, I asked him on one of the podcasts I was on with him, because he's super articulate and super well-read. It's like I asked him how much reading he did, and he said like every day he would read a new book. Need to alternate between like a nonfiction and fiction book, which obviously shows he's a super smart guy. I need to get him on this show at some point too. But yeah, like super cool dude. And he's like, you know, he doesn't give a shit. Especially he's the one guy that has his anonymity. Nobody knows who the fuck he is.
Yeah, and like it's so funny. Like I crave anonymity.
Yeah.
And yet, like I put my picture up there because I get freaked out when people have like no pitches.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you know, but like that's kind of cool because I don't mind it because he's like tight with Death Squad, tight with like IDC. It's almost like he's vouched for.
Well, he's in the IDC.
Oh yeah, he's in the IDC.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
It's okay. There's a lot of shows.
I know. I mean, we started with like yours, and then we have like the Inspired Disorder Collective, and then Postal Poet with his friggin' 44 Postal Poet podcast. He had a new podcast coming out like every friggin' week, like some different variation of the same one. Then I had Ramble on. Then Izzy came, and I mean, it was just it exploded.
Yeah.
And I used to try because on Ramble on, I used to try and like tell everybody listen to this, and then eventually because it was all from memory too, and eventually I had to give up because there's like I don't know 15 of us now, the Pursuit podcast, there's so many.
Yeah.
Check out the website.
Yeah, spidersorder.com/collective. Okay. Yeah, there's a ton of us, and there's a few more shows that are going to be added soon.
Yeah, awesome.
Speaking of, Susquehanna is one of them.
Oh, I love him. I love him. That is my boy. Seriously, Jason. Another thing I love, too, you'll catch me on Twitter because you'll see people, like, if you follow the same people, like, you'll see someone's conversation with other people. And every time No Susquehanna, Jason, and Joe Rangatang, Joe, get together, they treat each other with such respect, and I love it. It melts my heart. Those are my two boys. Those are my La Familia. I love them. I love, and I feel like, you know, they're brothers from another mother. Like,
sure.
I love how they get together. And, you know, like when they were up in Canada and they were on like, you know, an underground tour, they went to go see who that time, did they go see Ari? And
probably, yeah.
Oh, it was amazing. And I love it because I listen to the podcast and I'm just like, I feel like my brothers are talking and I'm just like, oh, I want to call them. I'm just like, oh my God, that was so awesome. Yeah, there's a few. I have like a core group and they're just all super dynamite people, you know, but like you've been my boy from like day one and you're always like my voice of reason. And yeah, you and I go back and forth, and not for nothing, this is maybe like the third or fourth time we've ever spoken.
Yeah.
Like we've never really spoken about like business. I'm not much, you know, it's just always like, you know, how was your weekend, how you feeling, heard you've been feeling bummed.
Yeah.
Try meditating like this, hold your nostril, breathe exclusively through your left nose, and that'll like bring down your core temperature. Like
yeah.
That's the shit I bring to you. Because, like, that's, like, truly who I am. And, like, you know, and I know you love it. And I love you right back 100%.
For sure. Yeah. It's, yeah, you're my sister. From another mister. And, yeah, it's, well, there's no business to talk about. So,
yeah,
you know, this, it's
though.
Not what, yeah, I know. It's kind of weird hearing other people's perception of what's going on or what they think is going on, either with the show or, you know, as far as our interconnect, like how much we communicate, like just you, me, Postal, and just all the other podcasters. It's like we're all really busy people because we all have our regular jobs and we do this on the side when we have time, and we all, and you know, some of us have families, or some of them have families, some, you know, some of us have our own personal lives and things like that. And it's like we don't talk. I remember you mentioning, I don't remember where it was on Twitter or something like that, somebody, or maybe on your show, like somebody was asking you about me and you're like, I don't even talk to him. Like we don't even talk. Like that's, it's kind of a weird thing, but at the same time, it's worked out well. I mean, you know,
I think it's worked out like super, you know what I
yeah.
mean? Because, we're all like actually our own entities. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you don't have anything to do with like the content of Ramble
No.
On,
yeah.
But, like, you know, you graciously take my podcast and you put it on your website, like you put it on your feed and stuff like that. And that's great. You know what I mean? But, like, you have never said, like, you know, all right, this week we're going to do this and that. You know, it's nothing. Like, you've never even asked me, like, you know, to give you a regular schedule of when I'm recording. You know what I mean? It's none of that. It's just,
want that.
Like, pretty much friendship.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. Your show is your show. So whatever you want to do. I mean, if somebody has questions for me, like if they want my opinion on their show, like I've gotten, you know, people asking me that. That's one thing. Like I'll give you my honest opinion about it or whatever. But yeah, I don't tell anybody what to do or like how to change something or give. I have my own shit to worry about. I don't have time to worry about other people's shit. You know, I trust everybody who does their own show to have enough passion for what they're doing to, you know, make their own changes and improvements as they see fit. So, you know, and
may I jump in too?
No, you can't jump in, Mish. You can't do that. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, come on now. So, you have really lucked out too, because you don't even have to do any of that. You have jumped. I mean, the people that have gotten on board, like the IDC, like the most professional group of individuals ever. I mean, like super motivated, and they're like bringing out these wonderful, crazy, well-produced shows, you know? And it's just, it's probably like a dream for someone like you, except for myself, because I'm always calling. I'm like, can I do this online? I'm lucky I can cut, copy, and paste, you know? And I'm so grateful for you. And you're an asset to me, 100%. But like everybody else, like they edit, they record, and then, you know what I mean? And they have their own feeds, and it's just, I don't know. It always blows my mind, and it blows my mind on a level that I actually, I care about people that I have met online, which freaks me the fuck out, because years ago, what was like meeting somebody online? You'd meet somebody that was like online dating, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, and then, you know, I never even did like message boards, chat. I always stood away from that because, you know, I was just like always nervous. You know what I mean? Like I own a home, I'm married, like who the fuck? I'm not supposed to be talking on a computer.
Yeah.
But like now it's become to where a lot of these people are my friends. And so like, you know, it's okay with the mailman. It's okay with me. Like I'm just talking to the same group of people. It's not like I just like hop online and say, you know, hey, you know, Long Duck John from fucking where, let's just chalk, you know, like I'm not out looking for people. Like if you're lucky to even get me on the phone right now, you know what I mean? But like, I would have no problem talking to you. I want to, talk to my UK boys. Do you not love them?
Oh,
Death Squad UK.
Fuck yeah. They're awesome.
I fucking love them. G-Spot the Master, Greg, he cracks me up, and Ben Burrows, and
I'm surprised you can understand each other.
Shogun Skilling, oh my god, hilarious.
Yeah.
I listened to that podcast when the three of them are on like 5 or 6 times. Like I've always loved British humor, and like it goes like all the way back to the 70s when I was watching like Benny Hill, Are You Being Served? Some show about the Vicar, absolutely fabulous. Like I've always loved it. Monty Python, stuff like that. And I've always, I love, somebody tweeted one time. It was like, if you're from England, you should just call America Vagina Land, because like my ears melt, my heart melts when, you know, someone from the UK talks. I'm like, tell me more, pop it. Tell me more.
And there's a ringtone that anybody can edit out and use for their phones.
Tell me more.
Oh, for sure. I love fucking accents, man. And that was one of the things that really, when you started, I'm like, dude, nobody has a show with that thick of an accent. Like they need to have, you know, they need to be doing a show. And like, I love I'm like obsessed with accents. Like I love trying to figure out where the accent's from, and you know, all that. It's, I don't know. And plus, like a chick with an accent makes them, you know, 5 times, like their point scale goes up like by 5.
Mm-hmm. Are you trying?
What's that?
Talking about like the UK. You're not talking about me, right?
I'm talking about any accent, really.
My accent is like, my mother was like, Misha, your voice, it goes right through me, you know?
So no, funny. No. I don't think so anyway. I mean, I guess other people can, but I don't. I mean, I guess if I were to pick like the hottest ones, I talk to, is where I work. I work, I'm in sales, so I talk mm-hmm. to people all day long. And there was one person that had, it was a lady who had a Australian accent. That one's Australian, New Zealand. It's really, I like that accent a lot on a lady. Or definitely like a British accent, but it depends. Because yeah. there's some, like there's a show called Misfits. It's a UK show. It's kind of like Heroes, the show Heroes in the US, but like mm-hmm. way better, in my opinion. And so everybody's got British accents and different types of British accents. And there's some on there that are like super like jagged. I'm sure right. some people would say
that's
the same
like
about
the
Boston.
Cockney, the little Pudlian.
Yeah, which some of those are like, those aren't very, you know, very much of a turn on. But even still, like, it's still different from what I hear like every fucking day. You know, I love listening to or hearing chicks with accent or just people with accents. I love, you know, I have a thing. I have a
oh,
thing.
Me too. I can listen to like a British, an Irish, an mm-hmm. English, which kind of are all the same, and a Scottish. Or I could listen to like G-Spot the Master all day and half the night. I love it.
Yeah.
So funny. But yeah, in their podcast too, it's just like, you know, they're really making some headway on like iTunes and Ustream. It's just like this community we've gotten into is just super motivated, super talented. And, you know, 7 months ago, almost none of us besides you were doing this.
Yeah.
Like we started like a movement. Piss
off. Oh, yeah. It's, I mean, it's insane. Like I think about it and I think about where we're at right now. And just how many shows we got going and then the shows that are coming up and just the things that kind of how a lot of shows like, you know, Izzy has a really popular show. A lot of people love the Cuckoo's Nest show and Hiding From My Wife. Like all these shows that like, you know, Bert Kreischer is tweeting that he's listening to De Cuckoo's Nest and then all of a sudden he has to pay bandwidth charges because it got so popular, you know? It's like that's awesome stuff, you know, like we're all kind of like people are starting to hear about us and, you know, it's been 7 months since we started. I'm really curious to see where everything's going to be in another 7 months. Like I can't even like, I couldn't even wrap my head around where the possibilities, you know, just compared to where we've gone in 7 months. And it's because we're a good family, man. We, you know, we're not perfect. Like any family, especially the more members we get in, but because we're all like-minded people, most of us from Death Squad, like the brothers from Different Mothers are loosely associated with Death Squad, but they're still fucking right. awesome people. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's that whole community of all of us and also just helping support each other. Like if somebody has questions like how the fuck do I get record Skype on this thing or how do I work this thing out or what's the best way to do this? It's like we're always, you know, somebody is available to help answer that whatever question it is, whether it's me or Izzy or, you know, any of the people that are kind of more the tech savvy guys, like we're all supportive and helpful to each other. So it's almost like I almost think of it in some cases like what schools or universities used to be, where there'd be like it was just a group of people that got together to learn something and they would share ideas. And because everybody's sharing their ideas with each other as a whole, they the intelligence of that subject will increase. And that's kind of how it's been with, you know, the Inspired Disorder Collective and podcasts in general. I mean, not even our network, but, you know, High on Trees, you got Ill Radio, you got, you know, all these other little networks that are popping up kind of based on the same idea. And it's awesome to see, you know, it's awesome to see an idea kind of grow, you know.
I love it. It's all like we all sound so wicked, super smart. That was I had to say that. You'll hear that, wicked, super smart, because someone on Twitter just tweeted me, they're like, the Dish's voice is like ear candy. They like the Boston accent.
Yeah. See? Told you. People agree with me sometimes, and that's good.
That's good.
My ego needs a massage.
Stroke raise ego.
Yeah.
Stroke raise ego.
Not too much. I still have another podcast tonight. I won't get sleepy.
Hold back a little bit.
Yeah.
Hold back a little bit.
Hold back a little bit. So what's the future hold for Mish?
The future. I can see it. I can only think short term. I'm going to take a shower. I'm going to take the roast out of the oven. No. what holds for me? I'm going to be delving into, you know, same thing, podcast every day, learning more and more and more. And I'll just talk about entertainment-wise what is coming up because I got a couple of things. Okay. The Mailman and I are going to see the Led Zeppelin tribute band called Get the Lead Out. So that's cool.
Awesome.
Then that's November. December, Dave Matthews Band is doing a winter tour and with the Lumineers, and they are going to be playing at the Boston Garden. So I'm going to go to that in November. That'll be my 43rd time seeing Dave Matthews Band. And then January is Louis C.K. at Symphony Hall.
Nice.
And what's next? February, I got Bill Burr tickets at the Wilbur Theater. I am like, he could spit on me. That's how close I am.
Now, would you want him to spit on you? Or are you that big of a Bill Burr fan?
Oh, my God. I love him. And I started Ramble On before I ever listened to the Monday Morning Podcast. And I was like, I am completely friggin' ripping off this guy. Like, it is the same exact. It's like when he first started, he was driving around in his car, talking into his phone, just, you know, an angry Bostonian. I was like, son of a bitch, I'm doing the same thing. And but that's another podcast everyone has to listen to. The Monday Morning Podcast with Bill Burr. And but I'm a huge Burr fan because, again, he's so familiar to me. It's just like he's like 50 million kids I grew up with. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Same attitude, same disposition, you know. And he definitely looks like a redheaded Irish Catholic kid from Canton. I mean, he is 100% authentic, and it's in his comedy. Yeah. His last comedy CD was so funny. I mean, like, I was legit crying. Like, I would listen to it, and it, I mean, everybody has to get that. I think you can even get it on his website.
Is that much like the you people are all the same?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
it's on Netflix too.
Oh yeah, that's I saw it on Netflix.
Yeah, but that's where I saw it. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you don't have Netflix, you can, I think, buy it just like Louis C.K. did. I think he put it up on his website for $5.
$5. Yeah, I haven't done that yet, but I've watched it on Netflix probably 3 times now, and it's so fucking hilarious.
And when you watch it, the difference is you can see how far actually he's come as an actor too, because it's just like a little skit where, you know, a bit that he sets up, and it's, you know, what he would be like if he was like tossing the ball with his son.
Yeah.
And just looking at him and his motions and, like, you know, this little monologue he created, I was like, this guy's just freaking dynamite.
So do you watch Breaking Bad? Have you watched?
No, okay. I don't. No,
it's a fucking
awesome
show. But he goes on it. He's been a, you know, supporting cast member a couple times.
Right.
Always good. He's always good on the show. But the show itself is fucking amazing. Highly recommend it. But
I will take that recommendation and
forget about it in like 5 minutes.
What was it?
And you'll forget about it in about 5 minutes.
No, I'll put it in my notepad.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't tell me what to do. I say that all the time too, even though I don't mean it.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I don't mind. I'll tell you anyway.
Yeah, the mailman will like, oh, can you do me a favor and grab me a beer? I'm like, don't tell me what to do.
As you're walking to the refrigerator, opening it up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I do it all the time. I love being like overdramatic. Like in the latest Ramble On, my new one, I like put a clip in from like Mommy Dearest because that is like one of my go-to all-time favorite movies. And I run around yelling like her all the time. Like, don't fuck with me, fellas. This ain't my first time at the rodeo. Like, I do shit like that with the windows open. Like, the windows are open right now. My neighbors must think I'm out of my mind. Because, like, the mailman will walk in, hey, it's Wednesday, hand job Wednesday. And he's just like, you know, and I just yell stuff out for the sake of reaction.
Yeah.
And he's been with me so long, it's just like, you know, second hat to him. And I do shit like that all the time.
That's perfect. That's what you got to do with your neighbors. You got to just fucking, the crazier you seem, the less you'll ever hear from them.
I know, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's that broad from next door. She's soft. That's like something you could hear around here.
She's soft. Does that mean you're like mentally unstable?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Like you can say, oh, she's soft as a grape. Or she's gone with the Brioski, that broad. Or yeah, there's tons of them. There's like Bostonians have 50, especially Italians too. You got 50 million ways to say the same thing.
Yeah, that's awesome though. It's so fucking crazy that there's like so much difference in just how you communicate on the East Coast and the West Coast.
Oh, like, yeah.
It's like, almost a different language.
I heard you guys the first time and you're doing it right now. You go, for sure. Yeah. And, you know, yeah. And here's me, you're so like nice and mellow. And then I'm over here screaming.
Well, you got to scream when it's Hand Job Wednesday.
Exactly. Hand jobs for everybody.
Yeah. fucking insane. For sure. Yeah.
For sure.
That's crazy. I don't know what I sound like to other people.
You sound fine.
Okay, good.
You sound really good.
Keep
going.
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, I was going to ask you. So what, you're big into stand-up. I know that. You have like you have like a zillion stand-up CDs. What are some that you would like must listen?
All right. So right off the bat, I would have to say, if you're going to like watch something, and I like a lot of comedy, and I really don't discriminate. I will try and listen to everything. Mm-hmm. And sometimes a whole comedy CD just doesn't go over, but there are certain funny bits.
Yeah.
Like when Cat Williams came out with, I think it was called Cat Apocalypse. 2012. It's a really good CD. I mean, like some things fall flat, but the energy in the CD is hilarious. I don't agree with like all his views, but it is the closest thing I will ever get to going to black church. It is so, he's like a preacher and he's all like 2012, and it's just great. So like I'd recommend that. Like, you know, if you can, I think you can probably even watch it on Netflix. Hilarious. And then one of my all-time favorites is Bernie Mac. And if you can, everyone's probably seen, and if you haven't, shame on you, what a sin. His part of Kings of Comedy was unbelievable. He did, I don't know, maybe like, you know, 20 minutes of stand-up, and it was just like comedy gold. So, but other than that, like, it's like Dave Attell, unbelievable. Greg Giraldo, unbelievable. Bernie Mac. How many times am I going to talk about Bernie Mac? R.I.P. Bernie. 42. That's like, yeah. Brian Redband's number, 7. 7 times.
Yeah.
Louis C.K., everything Louis C.K. does. I remember when I was in Florida. Remember, like, I was, like, DMing you from Florida. I'm like, the Louis C.K. at the Beacon is on right now. Oh, hilarious. And then like if you go old school too, like I really dig like Lenny Clark, Robert Schimmel, and you know, everybody in Death Squad I listen to, so I'm just not even gonna talk about them. I'm just gonna like some of the like where the roots came from. Like if you listen to like an old Bob Newhart bit, you'll see where people get their foundations from. Like these people, Bill Cosby, they're performers. And I've said this before. And then some of my favorite women are like Caroline Ray. She was just like unbelievable, because I go back to a time when a stand-up, like I started watching it when like Bobby Collins and Rosie O'Donnell were like hosting stand-up spotlight in like 86, you know, like, so I've been watching and listening to shit for like years and years and years. And it's a sin right now. I'm like blanking out, but I don't get at me. I'm always tweeting something that I'm listening to.
That's true. You are good at throwing it out there. So why haven't you gone on stage, Mish? I know. Listen, I said it, I've asked you, I've begged for 7 months now, and so many other people, I'm sure, would agree. Why?
I'm just a pussy. I will tell you a story. So about, you know, it's so funny. You can tell by my Twitter feed, like, my menstrual cycle, like, I'll get really angry. And, like, I start, like, tweeting, like, you know, like, bitchy. So, like, that's how I track myself. I'm like, oh, I must be due for something. It's been a month since I've called somebody a cunt on Twitter. But, and then you'll also see me get, like, sometimes I get, like, super manic and, like, I'll just be, like, tweeting, like, off the wall. It's like a Brody Stevens. So, one time during these manic episodes, I looked up a open mic. Mm-hmm. And it was in Somerville, and I happened to be at Somerville at the time. So I was like, fuck this, I'm going to pull in. So I pull in, and I go to the guy. I was like, what's up with the open mic? He's like, just put your name on the sheet of paper. So I put my name on the sheet of paper. I was number 13. I'm sitting there with, like, 20-year-old kids and a bunch of, like, it was, like, a bar that was serving food. And it was just, like, kind of like wannabe, like, yuppie hipsters. And I'm just like, and they were just calling people at random. And the longer and longer I waited, mm-hmm. the more I started getting wigged out. And I was, like, at an open mic, and people had their shit together. I thought my ego was like, people think I'm fucking funny. So, I mean, I'm just going to, like, run through my Twitter feed, find something to go off of, and ramble on.
Yeah.
You know? But it wasn't the crowd for it. So I ended up pussying out and I left. I came home. I was like, Michael's like, where you been? And I was like, oh my God, I was at an open mic. He's like, you what? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, you're soft. What happened? And I was like, I pussied out. And he was like, well, at least you tried. And yeah. I was like, yeah, I tried, you know, but like I was too afraid to die that death on stage because in, you know, the Twitter family and podcasting family, everybody gets me. Everybody loves me. I didn't want to die on stage. Mm-hmm. And I give props to people because, like, Greg, G-Spot the Master, he said his last set was not too cute. And look at him. He's still living today. Can you fucking believe it?
Yeah, you can survive. You
know? But, like, I think if I was in a room, if that was of all you guys, I could interact with you, like something like a UCB theater, like I could not die a slow and painful death because I'd be amongst my peers and people who already know me, you know, like, cause with podcasting, I already have like a legacy. Can I call it that? You know, sure. I'm famous, a legacy by now. And so like, I'm not embarrassed, but like people who don't know me, like, I'm afraid they're gonna be like, who the fuck is this broad? And plus, like, you know, I'm pushing up there in age. Like, I think if I could get this into a different medium,
yeah.
like maybe print, that would be super cool. Because, like, you know what I mean? Like I said before, like, I'm a married homeowner. I work this and that. I didn't have time to, like, hit the road and, you know, go and do all, like, the little shithouse places and get a name for myself.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't have the time to put into it. But, like, I agree with you. I am hilarious. And more people should know about me. So, eventually, I don't know. It'd be cool. Like, I told you, I've always wanted to be a writer.
Well, have you started writing? I know we kind of talked a little bit.
I have stuff written. Of course, not on the computer.
Yeah.
But, like, I used to, it's just been, like, I've been writing things since I was, like, a kid. But it's just, like, self-editing. And like direction, I have to make like an outline of what I want to talk about. But then like, I think I'm, how many times can I say Twitter in my writing, you know, but like now there is a demographic of people who understand what I'm talking about. And that's probably like the people who I want to hit.
Yeah.
You know,
I think so, I think you need to write and then we'll put it out. We'll put it out and just digital form. We'll make it happen. And I think you'll be surprised. People will like it.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, Twitter's hilarious. You're fucking hilarious. So you put all that together in a book and just write it. We'll find somebody to edit and then we'll put it out.
Right. You know, there is a couple of things like I know, like I'm not really big to Facebook. I mean, I have it. And yeah. But if you like, you know, because y'all like one of my friends, you go on my notes section. Mm-hmm. There's quite a few like short three things that I have written. Like, you'll know, so you can go read it right now. And anyone who's one of my friends, you can go read it now and you can read. I have a couple of stories called, like, there's one, like, when the Sopranos met the Waltons, and it was like the first Christmas Eve that the mailman's family had with my family. Uh-huh. And, you know, there's a couple of things about my mother and, you know, a couple of different writing styles I've tried. So, you know, just gotta put it all together. For sure. And, yeah, that'll be cool. That'll be super cool. And you know what? Like, the only thing stopping all that is me. So, yeah. You know, I'll get
I know how
it
is. I know how it is. And, you know, you're busy. You're a busy woman. So.
I try and be like super employee, super mom. No, not super mom.
Super wife.
Yeah, super wife. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, a good friend to people. And like, when I disperse my time, I try and use it, you know, to the best of my ability. And you know what I mean? Like, I enjoy like earning my paycheck. I enjoy like earning the respect I get from my husband. I enjoy having like, you know, people say like Mish is a good friend, not to stroke my ego, but just to know that like I'm putting out a good job. I'm doing a good job, you know, and that just makes me feel really good. Making other people feel really good makes me feel good. Like, I talked to some whack job last night. Again, you'll hear about that in like the newest episode of Ramble On. And I was just like, you know, this guy was like, you know, I do not serve in the military, but I have PTSD. And I'm just like, oh, this guy's a whack job. But like, I talked to him because nobody would talk to him. And I wanted to make him feel like, hey, by you coming out tonight, that's a great move and stride in your life. Keep going, brother. Keep going.
You can do it.
You can do it. Oh, God.
Yeah. So another thing I wanted to talk to you about. The man, the mystical man, Duncan Trussell, and meditation. When did you start meditating?
Just like, I've known about it for a super long time. Like, my father's a DAV, a disabled veteran. And like, when he came back home, you know, like, they wanted to like, you know, put him on meds and stuff. But like, you know, he legitimately has like PTSD, and he's the apple of my eye, the man. And so he actually went that route, and I knew about it because like, sometimes like I come home, you know, and he'd be like sitting in the dark, and I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, meditating. And I'm just like, all right, see you later. And, but
so how old were you like around that time?
Well, I mean, just a kid. So probably say like, he did it all the way up until I left my house at like 26 years old. So from like when I was a child till 26, but when I was in my 20s, I started having fucking crazy panic attacks. And so he introduced me one time. I was like, Dad, I can't breathe. I'm fucking flipping out. My mother was all like, Michelle, what? Just have a cigarette. It'll calm you down. And my father's like, that'll fucking drive her crazy. You know? So my father gave me a tape.
Yeah.
It was a meditation tape that he got from the VA. And we sat together. He's like, listen to this. And breathe, Michelle, breathe. And so he introduced me to that.
Was it like a guided meditation, like chakra meditation type?
Oh, yeah, no chakras. It was kind of, oh my God, I think the mailman might be home. So if you hear me say, hey, what are you doing? I'm doing a podcast. That's the mailman. So I lost track. Oh, yeah. So no, it wasn't like chakra or anything like that. But later on in life, you know, oh, hold on. Mailman. I'm doing a podcast. He's just waving to everybody out in the podcast fair. Everybody, all 1 million listeners, say hello. All right, so I'm going to move operations so he can decompress and do his routine.
Okay.
So I got the, I'm just going to walk with the laptop. So after that, so my father taught me all about meditation.
So, okay, wait, go back to the tape. So you did the tape with your dad and it helped. Right. Did you find it benefited you?
Oh, 100% because it like concentrates on your breathing. Yeah. And when you're wigging out, your breath isn't regulated. Yeah. So, I mean, your heart rate's going to go up. You're going to start sweating. You're going to have like crazy kind of like side effects because anxiety manifests itself physically, you know? So once you get a hold of your breathing, you're not going to die. Everything will fall into place.
Yeah.
and you're going to be frigging cool. So that's what that taught me. And later on, I got involved with like Duncan and the spiritual side. And like at the time, I was like kind of like getting into yoga. And I would go to a woman and we would do Kundalini yoga and we would chant and we would concentrate on like the chakras. And after that, I got a book and that explained like different ways of breathing and meditation will benefit you in different ways. Mm-hmm. And so I truly believe in it. Like last night, we were out and of course, like, and everybody has freaking everybody. I hope doesn't succumb to them, but sometime in your life, you're going to have like a panic attack and you're not going to know what it is. And, you know, and I was like, listen, I was like, I am an expert at this. You look them right in the eye. I'm like, block your nose, breathe this way. And this is, it's going to like regulate your core temperature and you're going to calm down. Your hands are going to stop sweating. Your head's going to stop sweating. You know, the tunnel vision's going to be gone and you're going to be fine. Yeah. You know? So I try now because, I mean, like I still have them, but I have it to a point where I can meditate or breathe out of it. And I kind of use it now to like help other people.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've only been doing it maybe a year. I don't know when I broke my hand, but it was after I broke my hand and I realized like, uh-oh, bandwidth is going really low. One second, we might get disconnected. Uh-oh. So the Ustream may not, I don't know if it's still working or not. But we are still recording. It looks like it's still broadcasting. I don't know why the internet went down. Anyway, let's just keep going. So I broke my hand and I realized like I started when I it like three, how long have I been here? Like 3 or 4 years when I was starting to look to buy a condo out in San Diego. I also started getting panic attacks, anxiety attacks type of thing. Yeah. And it's like, you know, I'd never gotten that. I mean, you kind of get anxiety here and there just naturally, but this was like, it's stuff where it like happened out of nowhere or it would happen and I'd know what the trigger was, but it would be like crazy. Like you can't breathe, you know, all that stuff. And so then I got into, I downloaded a guided meditation thing through iTunes, a chakra meditation, which has like the cheesiest like British accent dude, you know, with the it's like what you would, the most stereotypical thing you could think of for a chakra meditation. I'm like, I'm just going to try this. I'm just going to, you know, not let that aspect get to me or distract me from it. I'm just going to just really try it. And it's amazing. And the more you do it, the better it gets. And then when you kind of learn techniques, just breathing techniques in regular day-to-day life type of things, like it helps keep you like at an even keel, helps keep you from getting to the point where, you know, shit gets real.
Yeah. And it's super scary. Like I said, like when stuff gets real like that, because it does, like, you feel like you're going to die, you know? And it's just like, listen, ride this wave, trust me. And you're going to come out on the other side. Like every single time you've had a panic attack, you never died before. This time is not any different, you know?
Yeah.
And I try and help people understand and believe that. But, you know, some people don't want to listen. Some people think, like, you know, meditation and yoga and all that, it's a bunch of bullshit, but it's really not. It is like been around for so long.
Yeah. And I think, a lot of people just chalk it up to like hippie bullshit, you know?
It's
like,
not.
Yeah. And you don't have to, like, the whole chakra thing, you know? There's a lot of other forms of meditation.
Yeah.
All religions have a form of meditation. When Christians pray or Catholics pray, that's a form of meditation. It's just a way for you to shut everything else out, kind of just focus on one thing, whether it's your breathing or focus your mental energy on, you know, whatever it is that you're saying, but it helps block out all the other things that may be affecting your life. But it's kind of weird how powerful it is. And I, one of the reasons I started started doing it, other than just for the effects of not having anxiety or panic attacks or whatever, is like, I know so many people that get panic attacks and all that stuff that, you know, they go to the doctor and they get their Xanax or whatever, and mm-hmm. that helps them. And I've taken that. Like, there's been yep. times at work where I get panic attacks, and then, you know, a coworker will be like, yo, just take this and you'll be okay. And not like serious, but, you know,
yeah.
When you deal with hundreds of people every day, you're going to get frustrated a lot yeah. of the time. So sometimes that'll eat at you, and there's a lot of chance you're going to run into some fucking assholes. And, you know, then depending on your mood, how easily you're able to let that roll off your shoulders, you know, that's going to either stick with you and affect you or not. But I'm not a fan. I don't like going to the doctor. I don't like taking medications. I take vitamins. I take mm-hmm. natural supplements. I prefer to stay as natural as possible for my health care. You know, I mean, obviously, like, if I were to get cancer or something like that, I wouldn't be, you know, I wouldn't think that, you know, rubbing a leaf on me is necessarily going to help. I'm going to go use Western medicine and probably, you know, supplement it with some other you know, natural medicine as well.
Exactly.
But, you know, for something like panic attacks, like, if I can fix myself using meditation and other things, like taking New Mood, for instance, or mm-hmm. like just 5-HTP, or cutting out things of my life that cause that kind of stress.
Yep.
Like, if I can do that without having to get a prescription at the doctor, then I'm going to do that. And I don't want to, for the people that do take prescription medications for stuff, it's like, if you get to a point, I mean, Ari Shaffir has talked about on his show, really went into depth, you know, because he had depression at one point, like really severe depression, and he takes medication that helps him with that now. And, you know, he's perfectly fine, and it does its job. And, you know, if you're in that state, then yeah, go get help. But, you know, if it's something that's new to you and you're able to, you know, try maybe some other things that mm-hmm. may help, and then go to that. Like, don't always go to the pharmaceutical, especially, I'm not a very big proponent of the big pharma. Yeah. So, you know, that's another reason why I prefer not to give them any of my money if possible. So, you know.
Yeah, I think it's like my mother always said, like, God helps those who help themselves.
Yeah.
And so, like, you got to try and help yourself first, because, you know, you'll feel great if you try, you know, just don't let all this stuff take over you and pop in the pharmacy and start, like, you know, don't just try and, like, fix the problem. Try and solve the problem.
Yeah. Don't medicate it. Don't mm-hmm. necessarily just jump to medication right away. Like, maybe there's another way. Like, just anything in life. Like, everybody wants the easy shortcut. Like, it's a lot easier to go to the doctor, get a prescription, and take a pill than it is to learn how to meditate. Because, you know, just because you sit down and you do a meditation, you know, the first time you do anything, you're probably not going to be the greatest at it, you know. And you may notice some effects, but it may not be as powerful of effects as, you know, after a year of doing it regularly. Like, being able to meditate for me today is a lot easier for me to do than when I first started. But I still, you know, getting into meditation and actually clearing my head, it's still tough, you know, but I'm better at it. So it's like anything, you know, you have to practice. Practice makes perfect, you know, and it applies to that. So it's a lot easier. And people like the easy road. You know, people don't want to, it's, you know, musician wants to get discovered and picked up by a big record company. They don't want to hit the grind and build an audience from scratch and, you know, put the work in to make it happen. They want the get rich quick. They want to get on X Factor. They want to get on America's Got Talent or whatever, instead of putting the work in. If, you know, fuck yeah, I'd rather have that too. But if that path is me going and giving money to big pharma for something when I haven't even tried the alternative method, it's like, you know, then that's where I would have the difference of opinion.
Yeah. And, you know, we're all entitled to our own opinion, but like, all we can do is like educate on what has worked for us. And you know what, what has worked for us may have worked for somebody else. And, you know, so, I mean, we're just all trying to help each other out. No harm, no foul.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, you could go, you could go the other extreme and be like Tom Cruise and think you can fix every kind of ailment with just your mind. And that may be true, possibly. I don't know, but I don't. I mean, I'm not willing to go to that extreme with with anything. I mean, if there's a problem that I'm like, I'm stubborn person. I'm pretty stubborn fucking person. But if there's a situation, and what I'm doing to remedy that situation isn't helping, then yeah, I'm gonna go to the next step. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Hey, it's all a learning process. You know what I mean?
For sure.
It's just like, I learn like when something doesn't work. Now I'm going to try, if something comes up again, I'm going to try something different because the last time didn't work. You know, just try and be like a problem solver. And like, I finally have realized I can't solve. I used to get like, I was like banned from watching the news because like I watched the news and I'd be like, can you believe this? You know, and it's like, just by me barking at the television, like I couldn't solve anything. So I decided to solve small things that like help me, and it's much easier. Like you can get upset. Like if I read everything that everyone tweeted at me about like what's going on in every aspect of the world, like it would give me a panic attack. It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
So like, you know, I try and like, you know, not monitor what I read or like be ignorant to anything. You know, I make sure like I'm aware of everything, but like, you know, stuff that'll really get me going, I kind of like shy away from, because like just one little person can make a difference. But like, you know, just by reading this and getting pissed off at like my phone or something, like it does no good for me on my commute to work. And, you know, so like I try and the mailman always told me like backwards planning, like, go backwards. So like, if I want to be happy today, at work, I'm going to like go back and make sure like my commute is good. And if my commute's good, that means I left on time. And if I left on time, it means I got a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
And that brings me all back to point A. So I should actually stop my day now so I can get to like point B happy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
You just make it sound so easy, Mish. The mailman is a scholar.
Oh, seriously. But like, I'm like so super lucky. Like the two most important people like in my life, with no disregard or disrespect to anybody else, I love everybody equally, but like the mailman and my dad have like taught me so much in life, that like, I hate to use the word blessed, but like, I feel like I'm blessed with those two. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, sometimes, you know, everybody drives each other crazy. Like when my father's all like, Michelle, get the calculator. If you save this much money, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, you know, shit like that would drive me crazy. But like as core foundations, like the mailman and my dad made me like the person I am today, the person that you all love. So, you know, but like with that, I would like to, you know, maybe go hang out with the mailman for a while, feed him and whatnot.
For
but,
sure.
Like, I'd like to, you know, we can talk for a little bit, but eventually I'd like to go say hi to the handsome man downstairs.
We can cut it anytime. We can cut it right now if you want.
Do we have anything else that we want to talk about? I think we did a banging job.
We did.
Like, yeah, we did a real, I think, like, we ran the gamut.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to, we'll just... Anytime we're able to just our schedules sync up, we'll try and record something.
Yeah. You know, it's just like checking in with a friend, you know,
for
see
sure.
what's going on. And, you know, I know like when you talk to me, all it ends up being is talk about like Death Squad podcast. But you know what? That's what like everybody that we interact with thinks about anyway. So, I mean,
yeah,
I'm sure people love this. They'll love for it. Sure. They'll love it just like they loved all the rest.
Hey, they get to hear your voice. And that's all that matters.
Lucky
and
them.
everything that comes out of you with that voice is just the icing on the cake.
Nice. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on. I just want to like, you know, go back to like early ramble on and give my shout outs to everybody, but I there's too many to name now.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna, my IDC and Death Squad family, love you guys. And, Yeah, I'll see you in the Twitter sphere.
For sure. So you can check Mish out on Twitter at @Mish_the_dish and her podcast Ramble on the Inspired Sorter Collective feed, along with a shit ton of other shows. And I am Ray Taylor on Twitter at Ray Taylor, and my website, inspireddisorder.com, where you can find this podcast and links to all of the other podcasts and all the other people's Twitter things for the Inspired Disorder Collective. You can go there, and you can always go to inspireddisorder.com/sponsors and click on any of those links to help sponsor, help the show money, show, give us show money sponsors. Thank you to all the sponsors and to everybody listening. This has been another episode of the Inspired Disorder Podcast with the amazing Mish the Dish. Thank you again, Mish. And
thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Tell the mailman I said hello. And thank you for giving us your time. And enjoy the rest of your day. Hopefully the hangover is gone soon. Hangovers fucking suck.
All right. So I will I'll check you later. So everybody,
well, you can hang
listen
on.
To Ramble On and blah blah blah.
Absolutely.
All right, cool. All right, so I can just like hang up and stuff.
If you want, yeah, that's fine. Or we can talk after the outro. It's up to you.
All right, yeah, outro, and then we'll say our formal goodbyes.
Okay. All right. This is the end now.
The end now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Yeah. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Inspired Disorder Podcast. Embedded signals within this podcast have reprogrammed your natural thinking patterns. Side effects may include lack of inhibitions, erectile dysfunction, anal leakage, transcendental communication with beings from 4 of the 7 primary dimensions. In the event of a tear in space-time, please keep your hands down and feet together. Any loss of life or limbs due to interdimensional travel is not the responsibility of this podcast.